Good morning, this is Dr. Kevin Elko with this Monday morning cup of inspiration, Keystone Habits. I work with what I think is one of the best companies in the United States of America, Pine Bluff Sand and Gravel. And we did something interesting recently based on collectively the way that group of people thinks. We started looking at something called a Keystone Habit. A keystone habit is in all of our lives, all of our companies, all of our churches, all of our homes. It's one habit. It's one habit that we do that makes all the difference. You don't have to address all the habits in your life. Just go get the one that really matters. For example, the one that we talked about there is safety. Shouldn't it be the first goal of every company to return their family, to return family members home to their families every evening, if it's really a company that loves people? That should be above all. So when I went in with this group, this is what made sense to them, and after they said it, it made sense to me. We care about foremost anything that these they return home to their families. So we studied someone named Paul O'Neill, who took over Alcoa. Keystone habit was safety. They lost their mind when he said, "That's what I'm focusing on. That's all I want to talk about. Wait a minute, what about our stocks? What about our profit? I want to talk about safety." They thought, this guy's got to be crazy. Second meeting, all he talked about was safety. Everyone wanted to talk to him about it. Why do you want to talk about safety? We need to talk about money. But don't you understand, some habits have a ripple effect. That's the one you go after. That's the keystone habit. It's a lever. It really just picks all the others up. Not only did a place, Alcoa, which averaged one injury per week, go to zero injuries. Within 1 year, their stock doubled, and by the time Paul O'Neill left, it was worth five times where he started. It was a keystone habit. What is a keystone habit in your family? Quit focusing on everything. I'll tell you what it is in my family. This I command you, love one another, even as I have loved you. I demand that my family love one another. I want to see my daughter kind to my son. My children need to see their daddy kind and loving to their mother. I don't care what's going on. I don't care if somebody's a teenager. That's what is. As a result of that keystone habit, observing kind, rewarding kind, reteaching kind, reteaching love, I now watch my children being cooperative. I watch children outside being kind to my children because it's modeled. I watch them being kind to mommy and daddy, even when one's a teenager. That is, according to my master, the keystone habit. For you to be healthy, what's a keystone habit? For you to have a successful business, what is the keystone habit? For you to be a successful financial advisor, teacher, first day of school, a little boy walked in and he didn't have a hair on his head. Teacher met him in the hallway, says, "What happened?" "I had cancer and had chemotherapy over the summer." The next day when he went to walk in front of the classroom, she waited for him out in the hall and her head was shaved too. She held his hand and walked in front of that classroom, both of their heads completely shaved, because she didn't want any kids criticizing this child. But she underestimated the love of the children in the class, because when she looked out, all their heads were shaved. The keystone habit for that teacher was love one another even as I have loved you. In your home, in your business, in your life, today, one habit. And all the others will follow in a ripple effect. We talk so much in our series coming up, we worked on goal setting, called "To Do the Impossible, You Have to See the Invisible." And it all comes down to repeated habits over, over, and over will give you desired results. Go out today. Do a keystone habit. Go out today and love somebody And if your heart is big enough, go out and love everybody. This is Dr. Kevin Elko with this Monday morning cup of inspiration. Keystone Habits.